with a look at Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting here on KLMJ as we take a look at last night, area sports on a Monday night. Not a lot going on, but we had Josh Hamlin. He was down at Iowa Falls as IFA hosted Hampton Dumont Callan volleyball.
Reporting from the Iowa Falls Zolton Gymnasium, I'm Joshua Hamlin. We're on Monday night. The Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball team won a 5-set thriller over the Iowa Falls Zolton Cadets, 3-2. The Bulldogs would get out to a fast start and secure the first set victory, 25-15. The Cadets would bounce back and win the second set, 25-21. The Cadets would carry their momentum from a second set win into the third set, taking an early 5-0 lead. Head coach Sarah Miller of the Bulldogs would call a timeout, and after that timeout, HD Cal would battle back, and it would be a back-and-forth set the rest of the way as each team traded points, and HD Cal would have the lead late and win 25-22 in that third set. Going to the fourth set, and Iowa Falls Zolton got out to an early lead once again, 5-1, but HD Cal would call another timeout and battle back. The teams would trade serve streaks throughout that fourth set, and Iowa Falls Zolton would go on the last serve streak, winning the set 25-21. Going to the fifth set, Iowa Falls Zolton got out to an early lead once again, but the Bulldogs would battle back. Later in that fifth set, it would be tied at 10, and the Bulldogs would go on a four-point run to take a 14-10 lead. The Cadets would score one to make it 14-11. The fifth set would end on a service error by Daigle of the Cadets, and the Bulldogs would win it 15-11 in set number five and would take the match 3-2. Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball coach Sarah Miller's thoughts after the win.
I think it definitely is an energy boost for us, a confidence boost. We've said all season long that we're something special, and we've got to prove it to ourselves first most, because I think sometimes we're our biggest enemy and just holding ourselves back. But I really hope that going into the week, you know, this is homecoming game for us, and we won it, and I think the girls are just super excited, and they're proud, and I'm proud of them as well. So I want to use this to continue to build on the things that we need to continue to improve and eliminate those errors like we talked about and be ready for next week.
Your leaders from Monday night's match for the Iowa Falls Zolton Cadets. Senior Ella Shire had 18 kills. Freshman Carlia Daigle had 9 kills. Junior Olivia Tupper had 8 kills. And Aubrey Johnson, the senior, had 5 kills for the Cadets. For Hampton Dumont Cal, junior Aubrey Showalter, the captain, with 17 kills. Freshman Addison Albers with 9 kills, and junior Charlie Morton, the captain, with 6 kills. Once again, your final, the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs win 3-2 on the road at the Iowa Falls Zolton Cadets. The Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs improved to 7-8 overall on the season, and their next match will be on the road at Humboldt on September 21st. The Iowa Falls Zolton Cadets fall to 6-10 on the season. Their next matches will be at the Janesville Tournament on Saturday. Reporting from the Iowa Falls Zolton Gymnasium, I'm Joshua Hamlin for Radio on the Go Sports.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Good job. And cross country yesterday on the girls' side at the West Fork meet, no team score, but Addison Volker from North Butler was the champion in 19 minutes, 32 seconds. Evelyn Heitzhusen of West Fork was second in 22:27. On the boys' side, kind of the opposite. We had the team scores, no individual scores, but North Butler was the winner with a super low score of 25, and West Fork boys were second with a team score of 36. Belmont Clemmie was third with a 70. And Iowa Falls Alden was sixth place on the girls' side of the Ballard Invitational, and the IFA boys did not have a placing as they did not have enough runners for IFA AGWSR. And Grundy Center wins the South Tama meet on the girls' side, third on the boys' side. South Hardin was fifth and seventh, girls and boys respectively, at South Tama. Ellsworth Community College beats Wartburg JV in straight sets last night. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches has released its week four individual cross-country rankings. A couple of Grundy Center boys remain ranked in 1A. Sophomore Emerson Vokes, number 7, and senior Caden Lynch remains at number 18. Radio Iowa has released its latest football rankings for week four, an 8-player class. It is Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Winfield Mount Union, and Cam. Don Bosco is number 7. Top 3 in A are Linville Sully, Woodbury Central, and St. Ansgar. West Hancock is 6th, and Nashua Plainfield is 8th. Grundy Center, MFL Marmack, and Underwood are number 1, 2, and 3 in 1A. Denver is number 5, and Sumner, Fredericksburg is number 6. In Class 2A, Van Meter, Central Lyon, George Little Rock, and West Lyon are rated in 2A. And 3A, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, and Webster City are 1, 2, 3. Nevada, number 6. Clear Lake, number 8. And look who is in the rankings. Hampton, Dumont Cal in the Radio Iowa football rankings at number 9 this week, getting ready to take on number 6 Nevada for homecoming. What a game that's going to be. Top 3 in 4A, North Scott, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Council Bluffs Lewis Central, and Southeast Polk is number 1 in Class 5A. The AGWSR football team could not find its offensive rhythm and was plagued by turnovers in a 34-18 district loss at North Tama on Friday. The Cougars got on the board with a touchdown run from Caden Abbas in the first quarter and then gave up the lead and could not overcome that. Abbas ended up with 171 yards and all three scores, but the Cougars completed only one pass. AGWSR 1-2, and they'll be hosting a very good Nashville Plainfield team coming up in week 4, and that is on 99 the way. Also, let's take a look at what is going on tonight. A state tournament kind of feel for Class 2A's best teams, two of the three top-rated teams of the North Iowa Cedar League, and the most highly anticipated volleyball triangular of the season. Number 4, Sumner Fredericksburg is hosting number 1, Dyke New Hartford, and number 3, Grundy Center. The Spartans are 19-1 overall, and the Wolverines are 16-0 overall. Sumner Fredericksburg rated highly, 8-5 overall, playing some very good teams throughout their season so far. And now each of those matches are going to air on 99 The Wave tonight from Sumner with Jonathan Momwinkle on the call. That starts early at 4:50, the first serve at 5 o'clock tonight. And also, Clarion Goldfield Dows meeting up with their neighboring Eagle Grove tonight in volleyball. Belmont Clemming making the trip to Buffalo Center to battle North Iowa. And also, Applington Parkersburg hosting number 5 Denver tonight in volleyball. Clarksville is at Don Bosco. There's also Dighton Hartford, we mentioned them on the road, but South Hardin is at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, and West Fork Volleyball hosting St. Ansgar this evening. Also in cross country, Applington Parkersburg and Dighton New Hartford are in action as they will be at the Starmount Invitational, and North Butler is at the Osage Meet at 4:30 p.m. That's going to do it for Radio on the Go Sports on this Tuesday. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.